After that, Paul was reaching out to me constantly, always in communication about my next shoot. But I wouldn't officially be booked until a few days before the actual shoot. It made me feel that if I cut off communication with him, I wouldn't be booked again. Paul's texting increased, telling me how excited he was to see me, that he wanted me to change in front of him so he could see my naked body getting into his clothes. He asked if I thought of him when I was posing sexy on set. Next question. What happened after you stopped working with guests in 2011? And response from Kate Upton. I went on to be extremely successful because of my Sports Illustrated cover. Guess Jeans reached out to my agency and offered me their campaign again in 2012. They offered me $400,000, which at the time was their highest paying offer ever. But as we got closer to the shoot date, Paul began texting that he would make sure to be on set. He told me that I wasn't allowed to bring my boyfriend. I just couldn't do it. I refused the campaign. I couldn't accept the money. I walked away about a week before the shoot was scheduled. Next question. Time asks, on a shoot, is it clear how you can report abuse? Response from Kate Upton. You have no idea who to tell, and you're constantly told about the models who are okay with this behavior and how successful they are, so you're pressured to be okay with it. Final question from Time. Some harassers in fashion have defended themselves by saying that the lines are blurred when you're shooting a sexy photo. Final response from Kate Upton. Honestly, fashion is not any different from any industry. When I come on set, I'm very professional. Everyone around me is very professional. Not even stylists touch my body without my consent. They ask me before they do. Nobody has a right over my body just because they view me as sexy or a sex icon. That doesn't mean they're allowed to ever touch my body. I'm not thinking of any man while I'm on a shoot. The reason I'm there, and the reason I'm feeling sexy, is because I'm empowering myself. This is my body and my workplace. I'm just doing my job.